it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now. $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox. $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot. Just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township, Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Hungry Howie's, but I'm a lot more than a happy customer. I'm a happy crustomer. Yeah, crustomer. Because I'm all about that pepperoni pizza with Italian herb crust. But don't take my word for it. There's a bold flavor for every kind of crustomer. Garden salad veggie lovers, Howie breadheads, the butter cheese crust crowd. Hungry Howie's has your back. And from September 4th to the 14th, they're showing their crustomer appreciation with 25% off any total order. Order any way you want. The menu's at HungryHowie's.com.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the board, the elite matchups of the week brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Jim's Lions lead us off.
Lions laying 6.5 against the Bears, a will win game from the mouth of Dan Campbell. Do you want to lay 6.5 points? I don't think there's any doubt they're winning this game, Mike, but the number has been bet up to a near touchdown now.
No, not in a divisional game. Look, if you, again, you want to pick, you're here for picks, you're here for conversation. So let's give you that. You put a gun to my head, I take the Lions. But I'm not in the business of laying a touchdown in the NFL, much less doing it in the division, much less with a Lions team that has question marks far more than answers. This is a game, if you don't beat the Bears, you are literal shit. If you don't beat the Bears, you're not a playoff team. You don't beat the Bears, you're not winning 10 games. You don't beat the Bears, your season could be a dumpster fire. Therefore, I agree with Dan Campbell. They will win this game. I don't trust Caleb on the road. I didn't like what I saw late in that game, either side of the ball. Let us remember something. Caleb Williams does not play defense. The Bears defense completely spit the bit. Now, Jim, if you told me Jalen John, you know, their top two corners out and TJ Edwards was out. Now, the health status of those three players, I got to see what tomorrow's injury report looks like. However, I can't wait that long. We're here now. To bet the Bears, it would have to be north of a touchdown. It's not. I don't think you're ever going to see seven. It's a stay away. I think the Lions become an anchor for any teasers you want to do. Now, I know salty gamblers are going to be like, yeah, that's the dumbest thing you can do is take a 6.5 point favorite and tease them. That's what the book wants you to do. Guys, you either believe the Lions are winning this game or you don't. I can't live in a world that if they're 0-2, their season's over.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The Bears blew a double-digit lead to a guy making his very first start. You can't lose that game playing at home if you're Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions.
No.
You get a first-year head coach in Ben Johnson into a Lions den. You want to talk about cleaning shit up from the first game? This is on them. It's on Dan Campbell. He has said it. We will win. I'll back him to win the game. And locally, I'll probably take them in the picks. But in terms of actually betting money, there are better plays on the slate. In terms of intrigue, look, as a Lions fan, I need to see not just better execution, I need to see personnel look a lot better on the offensive line and the defensive line, because that's the bedrock. That's the fundamentals, the basics. That's the grit that we preach about here in Detroit. I need to see it in the trenches.
This is the acid test for that defensive line. And I understand Caleb Williams is going to extend some plays. He's going to make you look bad. He'll get out the back door and probably break a few runs. But on a play-in, play-out basis, if the Detroit Lions are not pressuring him, are not flushing him, are not making him move his feet, then they are truly horseshit. This Bears O-line looked terrible week one. Terrible. Yep. You want to say that it's Brian Flores defense? You can do that. You want, hey, guess what? You're allowed to blitz too. Show me. This is a Kelvin Shepard referendum game. This is a defensive line referendum game.
If Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a special player, he needs to win some doubles. And when he is doubled, they need to find ways to get home.
How tired of that storyline are you?
Period of end of story. Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal. Myles Garrett gets doubled. I mean, the great players get doubled.
Yeah, hello. You want $50 million a year? You don't get to sit on your ass and play Uno.
But I actually think it's a bigger referendum on the offensive line. Like the dudes they have on the D-line, maybe they can't win one-on-one, and they made that bet in the offseason. The O-line, you can preach about it. Hey, communication's got to get better. We got some young guys. They need to be a hell of a lot better. And Graham Glasgow has no excuse. That's a veteran player. He was their lowest graded dude on offense last week. Yeah. You're supposed to be a stabilizer. I think there's more on him than anybody else.
Fair.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.